The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Coach Scott Watney and AD Scott Watney. Of course, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Armitage Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, the Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson Petu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. We're here at the studios of Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria. You can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while you're streaming it on the internet at www.kane1240.com, and you can also listen to Kane on the FM band at 107.5. Also, if you have an Alexa, just say Alexa, play Kane 1240, and it will. Of course, the coach is here. The number to speak with the coach, if you care to call in, is 367-1240. You know, Coach, the Panthers traveled to Covington and to take on the Wolves last Friday night, and with a hard-fought game, Panthers, had some opportunities to win this game, but came out on the short end of a 17-13 score.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games that, you know, you ride back home on a bus, a three-hour bus ride trip home, and you look at it and you go, gosh, dog, you feel so good about what you did on Friday, but you're just so disappointed in the fact that, you know, you don't get a tick in the win column, and you get one in, you know, and obviously, you know, in a loss column. And so, man, I couldn't be more proud of the way that our guys competed. I mean, that, you know, we scheduled this game, you know, strategically for a number of reasons. We kind of alluded to it and talked about it on the last show. You know, the power points is really important. You know, you get 6 points for playing up. We get 2 points for every classification you play up. Since we're 2A and they're 5A, we got 6 points for playing in that, you know, just walking out on the field and snapping the ball. You know, but when you look at it and you see the way that the game wound up, you know, fizzling out and playing, I mean, 17-13, I mean, you know, we talked, I mean, I told you before, I thought we had a fighter's chance and better than a fighter's chance. We played very disciplined. We only had 4 penalties, I think, for a total of 40 yards, which is, you know, one of our better performances from a penalty standpoint. You know, I thought we, you know, we controlled the clock well. You know, our recipe for success, you know, has always been, you know, score a touchdown a quarter and eat 26-plus minutes on the clock. I think we wound up finishing with 23 minutes on the clock. We were on pace to score, you know, we were on pace to score a touchdown in each quarter. I made a decision early to go for it on fourth down early on in the game in the first quarter, I think it was, and I think we had the ball on the 5, I believe. Not on our 5. hindsight's 20/20. We've struggled, man, PAT and field goals. Goodness gracious. I mean, we scored a touchdown. We had a PAT that we missed. Our trajectory of the ball right now off our kicker's foot is real low. You know, I mean, guys really aren't getting that much of pressure. They're just getting their hands up and blocking it, which, you know, goes to say that our timing's not right between snapper to holder and a kicker. We're taking a little bit too long of a time, and the ball's coming out, you know, a little bit low. And so I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't feel comfortable kicking a field goal. And also, you know, I'm looking at it from the perspective of, hey, man, we're in somebody else's house. We're in a dogfight. We're playing a 5A school. I mean, the stadium was packed. I mean, it was a great playoff week 3 type atmosphere. And I just felt like momentum was on our side to, you know, to utilize taking that fourth down and trying to go for it. Obviously, it didn't work out, but it did keep us in positive field position, which was good because we eventually wound up scoring. So, I mean, you know, we were 66% of, you know, our red zone opportunities, you know, scoring touchdowns when we got there. I mean, what really was killer for us in this game really was in a matter of, if you were to do the exact time, I would say it was under 3 minutes. And under 3 minutes of a 48-minute game, right, so for 45 minutes we played excellent football for however long that 2.5, 3 minute, we gave up 17 points. You know, the first series we come out on offense, we try to halfback pass, should have threw the ball, didn't throw the ball, is what it is. KK's helmet gets knocked off, he's got to come out of play. We go with Jack. Jack comes in. Something happens with the snap between the center and Jack and our running back. Ball's on the ground, fumble, they pick it up. Now they're plus 25, just like that. I mean, didn't have to earn nothing. that we do a great job defensively, force them a field goal so they get 3 points in that small little window of time. And then what really was killer is, you know, man, we took the air out of them for after that series. We took the air out of them. They couldn't do a single thing offensively against us. We started moving the ball offensively, and we get down to roughly about 3 minutes, 4 minutes to go in the half, first half, and we score a touchdown, miss the extra point. We're up 6-3. They got one timeout left, roughly 2 minutes and 40-something seconds left on the clock. I mean, I'm feeling great about where we're at right now. I mean, you know, juices are flying on the sideline. Guys are excited. I mean, you know, we keep pumping into them. I mean, guys, we're doing this stuff 5A team. You know what I mean? Here we are. I mean, they're on their heels. We're gassed, you know, pedal to the floor. And just, unfortunately, we misplayed a ball in the air. And what should have been an incompletion turned into a 70-something-yard touchdown.
79-yard touchdown pass, yeah.
I mean, goodness gracious. And then so that happened. And then, you know, you want to always try to stop the snowball effect. And, you know, thankfully they only had a minute and a half. Well, at least in my mind, I'm thinking we got a minute and a half left. They got one timeout. Look, we're going to go into the half down 10-6. You know, still feeling great about ourselves. And something happened with the exchange again. We get the ball on offense. You know, I'm talking to our offensive coaches. Look, whatever we got to do, hold on to the football. Let's just get us into halftime. Man, we fumble the football again. This time they pick it up and they bring it to the 3-yard line. So in less than 90 seconds, they scored 14 points. That was it.
I have a question for you in that. I'm a siege of mine, maybe. When KK lost his helmet, of course, you have to come out of the game.
Yes, you do.
Correct?
Yes.
Can you use a timeout?
You can.
Did you think about that?
No, I did. I mean, it was too early.
Okay.
It was too early. You know, okay. I mean, it was too early. That's the only way to get him back into
the game. Without missing a play.
Without missing a play.
That's
but, I mean, it was too early for me to even consider it. I mean, okay. We hadn't even – I mean, I think it might have been 11:50, you know, on the clock or 11:40 or something on the clock.
I would have
never thought that we would have had that much – I mean, it was at least on three separate times. We had three turnovers in the game, all fumbles. Our mesh was great when we were running all of our option stuff, and then all of a sudden, just on those three plays, I mean, it was just, you know, a fluke deal, I guess you could say. But I'll say that I think at the end of the game, our kids, when, you know, talking to them, and you can see when you lose a game and guys are just defeated and they're not, you know, they don't have high spirits about themselves. That was not what I was looking at. You know, I thought that these guys, when I was looking into their eyes and talking to them, I felt like they felt the same way that I felt. It was like, man, whoever is left on our schedule, we can go play with. You know, it doesn't matter who it is because of what we just experienced and where we were. And we were playing a team that, you know, our guys are not accustomed to playing. You know, it's different when you're playing teams that you're used to playing that's in this area. You know, and I wanted them to have that experience because that makes it that even more challenging. You know, you're already playing up in classification. You know, I've experienced playing in that stadium before as a coach. But I wanted our guys to have that feeling because you try to prepare your guys for as many scenarios as possible in the regular season so that when the playoff time comes, they're used to something. You know, you can kind of go back to and say, hey, guys, remember in week 3 when we had this experience? You know, that was really the premise for that game. And so when looking at those guys at the end of the game, I felt bad. Just, I mean, I told them, I said, you have every right to be disappointed. You should be disappointed. I'm disappointed because this is the game that we let slip through our fingers. And when you talk about PowerPoints, we would have got a win in that. I mean, goodness. Ooh, I mean, we would, wow. You know, I mean, we still made out great with the PowerPoints this week. But, I mean, goodness, 10 points plus 6 plus all their wins for the rest of the year. Holy moly, that would have been a lot of points. That would really set us up, you know, down the road and hopefully getting that top four, you know, in the top four for the playoffs. But I just felt like our guys feel like right now that, you know, man, coach, we did a great job. But at the same time, we're still hungry because we can go play with anybody. And that's really what I wanted from this game.
Coach, just a logistic question from a point of view. After a game like this, and I know the kids were depressed and all felt that they let one slip away, they could have won. With the St. Paul's people, are your kids able to wash and clean up after the game or just hop on a bus and come on back home?
No, we came back home.
They had afforded the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, they had
a trip like that.
Yeah, they had facilities that would have allowed for it. But I mean, you know, when it's 10 o'clock at night and you start letting guys go and shower and all that kind of stuff, I mean, it's hard to corral them. You know,
I mean,
it's a little bit easier just get on the bus and go.
Of course.
I had an experience actually when I was a sophomore. We played Acadiana. Over at Acadiana, they were the 3 seed. I think we were the
15 seed. We wound up beating Airline and then had to play them. And Ali Broussard was playing, and my goodness, was he a fantastic football player. Cold night. I mean, just miserably cold. And we took the trip from New Orleans out to Acadiana, and they provided us a facility to shower with no hot water. So I mean, you talk about it didn't matter. We were trying to get, I mean, you know, it feels a lot better driving back on a bus when you're clean than when you're dirty. But
I
guess.
How many kids are on your traveling team? Do you take basically?
We don't take everybody. We only take sophomores through seniors up, whoever's in that class, in those classes. And then we brought up six freshmen.
Okay.
So I think that would have brought our number to roughly about 68 or so.
Okay.
So we leave 16 kids roughly at home.
So you basically have a couple buses then.
Yeah, we did. There. We took two Yellow Dogs, two school buses. You know, we didn't take the nice bus. We'll save that one for later down the road.
I understand that, and of course with that, Coach, you mentioned that St. Paul's, year in and year out, they're pretty talented too, mm-hmm. Coach. So just a feather in the kid's hat, but boy, you just when you let one get away, you just felt that, you know.
Yep.
Looking at, and I'm sure you reviewed game film and all, you just, I can't believe, you know, those are tough ones.
No doubt.
I hope you can build on that too, if you know what I mean. And
I think that's definitely the goal, right? Is to build on those things. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to get better when you have success, right? Because when you have success, you tend to just kind of sweep things under the rug, or you kind of just gloss over it or glance over it, and you don't give much detail to it. And, you know, we talk about, you know, specific points in the game of when we really need to win those points. And one of those points is the first 4 minutes of the game. Well, in the first 4 minutes, we gave up 3 points. In the last 4 minutes going in a half, we gave up 14 points. Those things matter. What was the final score? 17-13. You know, if you play better football at those points in time and, you know, during the course of the game, you give yourself a chance to win. And, you know, the recipe for success is there. We just have to execute that. And so it's better that this happens in a week 3 than it does like last year in Newman. You know, that happens in a week 12 or a week 11. And, you know, would your bus ride home is your bus ride home for good, and you're not playing another snap. So I would rather it be the way that it is right now, so that way, you know, as we get ready to go in a district and face Delcom and start that journey, you know, of getting being a district champion and getting ourselves ready for that playoff run, you know, this is a great lesson for us and a great game for us to kind of keep going back to and just reminding our guys about, hey, you remember when this happened? How do we respond to it? This is how we're supposed to. So couldn't be more pleased, but still disappointed.
Yeah, Coach, was that a Hammond Association that called the game?
It would have been, yep. And they were excellent. Let me tell you
okay,
this.
That was my next question. How was the officiating?
It was great. They actually called an illegal man downfield. And I tell you what, one of my coaches went over there and he told the guy, man, what a great job. And the guy said, man, Coach, you're really trying to make me feel good, huh, just for one play? I said, no, let me just tell you. I'm telling you right now, man, this is some real good officiating. We had a great officials, and I thought they called the game very well on both sides. And that was really one of the differences in the game, in my opinion, was, I mean, St. Paul's was flagged a number of times for a number of really, you know, significant penalties, where on our side, I thought we played really clean football. I mean, we had some things that we some silly mistakes.
Well, three fumbles, you know, that.
Well, that for sure. I mean, that, you know, so it was kind of balanced. You know, they didn't turn the ball over, but they had a ton of penalties. We didn't have a ton of penalties, but we turned the ball over. You know, they just happened to capitalize more than we did.
Yeah, and field position is so important, too.
Well,
whether you're negative or positive.
Well, I tell you, this is, we're going to have to think about doing something different and put two guys back there. You just always are just concerned about the fake, but I'll tell you what was the dagger and the night, besides the swing of the 14 points. Was, man, late in the game, fourth quarter, I want to say there's like 6 minutes left to go. They go to punt. We stop them 3 and out, or we get them off the field, whether it was 3 and out or not. And they go to punt the football, and the punt is shanked. It's bad. It's awful. Comes off his foot, terrible. I've never seen a punt so bad that wound up being so great. Tony, they even took the penalty, right, to give themselves extra yards. So they took the delay of game to give themselves extra yards. And we have one returner back there. And he punts it all the way to the far side, to the left. And that ball on that turf just started spiraling, but it wasn't going end over end. It was going sideways, and that thing just rolled all the way down to the 1 yard line in that field position. I mean, that killed
us. Tough, yeah.
I mean, it was, you know, we get the ball on the 20. I mean, we feel really good about it. I mean, but we're backed up on our one. Those big horses that they had over there really made it difficult for us to get out of that situation. Thankfully, William Russell, who was our special teams player of the week, along with Luke Lisard, he had a phenomenal night of punting. He really flipped field position for us. But that one, man, that, I mean, we're gonna have to think about putting two guys back there in a situation. But then you give yourself up to maybe any fakes. If it's close, you know, you just kind of roll the dice. But this will be second time that this has happened in critical games. Newman, it happened towards the end. We get that last punt that just can that 30-yard roll.
Right.
And then now, you know, now this is another one.
Well,
so
you can maybe take advantage of that with a reverse and a fake reverse and things like that, you know. So in high school, you know, those fake handoffs and reverses sometimes
yep.
work, especially if you get a line created, you know, for blockers,
oh,
you know,
for sure.
on one side of the field or the
yep.
other. So anyway, Coach, we've got to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more right after this.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
At Cestia Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Cestia Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Cestia and Jenny Vize at Cestia Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, member of FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWN Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Cestia Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
We're back with the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. With head coach and athletic director Scott Watney. And coach, you know, tough loss. I think there's a 24-hour period. You mourn or whatever kids go through. Then you got a district. You open up district. You know, this week against Delcomin, that's a Thursday night game. So
that's
not
right.
A lot of preparation. Kane Radio will be there so for the broadcast with that game. So tell us a little bit about the Delcom Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, I said this last year. I mean, they continuously get better. You know, they're what I would call a gun wing T team, which is going to be, you know, right up our alley in terms of what we see, you know, from our own offense, what we were looking at for Brobridge, and even, honestly, even a little bit of St. Paul's, too. I mean, I wouldn't say a little, a lot of St. Paul's. You know, when you get a bunch of pullers, you know, whether it be guards or tackles or tight ends or whatever. So we're seeing very similar style offenses. This will be the last week we see a similar style offense that we've seen in the last couple weeks, because when we get to AES in Lorville, it's going to be a night and day different type of scheme offensively. But I think those guys do it well over there. You know, they don't have a lot of bodies, but the bodies that they do put on the field play hard, and they play fast, and you know, they're well coached, and you know, you're right. I mean, this is a tough week because it is a short week. You come off playing a real big opponent like you did against St. Paul's, and you don't have much of a turnaround, and plus you had to take almost a 6-hour trip, you know, 3 hours to get there, 3 hours to get back. I think we wound up getting back, you know, roughly almost 1 o'clock, you know, so we got back at the field house as coaches, you know, at 7. So, I mean, you know, I think I got into bed at roughly 2 or 3 o'clock and then got back up and started game planning for Delcom. But I'm excited, man. You know, our kids, including myself, you know, since the last horn sounded for the Newman game, you know, we got a bitter taste in our mouth and for some of our district opponents and what took place last year. And so this is a great opportunity for us to lay rest those first three games, which, you know, looking at our schedule when we made it, 2-1 was – I thought 3-0 was possible. Obviously, when you look at the score, it was against St. Paul's. But 2-1 is definitely something that we said that we needed to be to set us right as we continued our season. So we finished 2-1 the first three, and now we're gung ho again. You know, getting ready for district and starting that journey to win a district championship. And we're going to take it one game at a time. And you know, we face a good team in Delcom. You know, that offensively is going to run very similar stuff that we've seen the last 3 weeks. So I think that helps. And defensively, they're going to be, you know, a 4-man front with two backers and two overhangs. And, you know, we were kind of joking off the air and talking about throwing the football. Yeah, I know. We got to throw the football. It's something that's that we continuously keep working on. It's just one of those things when you don't throw it and you don't catch it and it's not complete, that clock stops. You know, and what keeps us, I feel like, in any game that we play is clock management, right? You know, is controlling the clock. We're not afraid to throw the football, but we want to make sure that we do it, you know, in a calculated way. And so you're gonna definitely see us have more attempts as the season continues, because we need to keep people honest. I think formationally we can do that too as well, by spreading it out. We're pretty tight right now and everything that we do, so we can still do a lot of the same stuff and spread people out, which I think will open up our running lanes more and give us a better chance of throwing the football. You know, but besides that, you know, we got a tall task. We're going into yet again another away game. We haven't played a home game all season yet. We still got another one even after that to go on the road. But no, we're excited for this. Our kids are geared up and ready to go. We had a good day of practice today too as well.
Coach, with, you know, I know each year they ask schools to play a Thursday night game. Is this Catholic High's dedicated?
This is our
Thursday night game.
This is, yeah.
Now, basically, it's Delcom also Thursday night game.
Correct, yes.
It's a mutual agreement within the district that the schools get together and decide which Thursday night they'd like to play.
Yeah, I mean, it's just between, you know, the two programs and deciding what fits them best. And, I mean, it could have easily been, we could have said that at the Ascension game, you know, but it's worked out well that we, you know, since, you know, being hired on here, talking with, you know, with Artie over at Delcom, I mean, it's just worked out well that this is, you know, we can just play on Thursday. And then also too, I mean, obviously I know Sugarcane Festival is not happening, but it works out good because this is technically the weekend for Sugarcane Festival. You play on Thursday, you know, you get the game out of the way, and then, you know, kids and families can go and participate in what Sugarcane Festival would be.
Well, that brings up the question, does Catholic High still have school Friday?
We sure do.
You know, we used to get off, but
I know.
Back then we had to go, we had mass at the Sugarcane Festival building in the park.
Okay.
And it was just a school day, and your homeroom teacher had his role, and if you weren't there, that you better have a good excuse. the next day. But once mass was over, we were free for the rest of the day, though.
No, we. I think part of that too, and you know, I mean, I don't know this to be completely true, but you know, with us losing a couple days due to the storms, it makes sense to go into school. So, and it's good. And I mean, honestly, it's good for us too, because, you know, if we don't have school, then I can't really get with our kids, and we can't start looking at AES. You know, so the tough turnaround to play on Thursday, but the positive is you look at next week, you gave yourself an extra day, you know, towards playing a real formidable opponent in AES who's doing real well right now.
Yeah, they are, as always. And with that, too, Coach, like you said, it doesn't give you a lot of time to prepare. And how does that change up a little bit for you? Like your practice, are you able to practice on Sunday if you miss a day?
No. That you got to go to the higher ups and the church team.
That's why I asked that question.
You better be asking for something real. Yeah,
the bishop controls that, from what I understand.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean it'd be a tall task. The only time that I ever, I mean, in all the years of, you know, and I'm going back to even in high school, so almost 20 years, the only time I ever came up on a Sunday was when I was a sophomore in high school. I want to say it was Hurricane. I don't remember the name of the hurricane, but nonetheless, we got displaced. We went to Texas and we wound up playing our game and played Abramson on Sunday. That was the only time that was allowed, and it was just due to, because we, you know, I guess the diocese felt like we needed to get the game in. And it wasn't just our game. I mean, there was a bunch of teams that were playing. All right. But I've never had another time where we've been able to do something on Sunday in any sport. There's got to be a real, real okay. serious reason
right.
for that to
well,
happen.
That's understood. But again, just a three days yep. to prepare for a Delco in a big in a district, first district game.
No, absolutely.
It means a lot to get off on the right foot.
No, for sure. I mean, I think the biggest, the hardest challenge that we have as coaches is just kind of reading the vibe of your team and just, you know, how are they mentally and physically depends on what you do in those days. So, you know, we had a good practice today. We'll have a practice tomorrow. We'll go early in the morning on Wednesday because that's just our normal routine, and then give our kids a day on Wednesday to be off in the afternoon, and then, you know, get ready for the game on Thursday. So, but we've also been preparing too as well, you know, with the not playing Bro Bridge. We already, as coaches, got kind of ahead of the game and, you know, looking at not only Delcom but other teams. So, I mean, I feel good even on a short week where we're at right now.
Well, when you say you're going at it early Wednesday morning, what time was the sun, will the sun be up?
Sun won't be up. No, sun won't be up. No, we that's something.
Is that pretty much a walkthrough, though?
This one will be because we're going to go pads today, and well, we went pads today and we'll go pads tomorrow. But usually in a normal week, we go Monday. It's kind of hybrid. We got some vests or helmets, just kind of depends on how our kids are feeling. Tuesday, we'll go pads. Wednesday, we go no pads. And then Thursday morning, we actually go pads again. I'm just a believer in that, you know, I don't like that on Wednesday is the last time that you hit somebody before you play a game on Friday, which is almost 48 hours away. I like our kids still feeling that contact before, you know, but, which is why we do it on Thursday.
And, of course, that during that time, once the season starts, there's no tackling to the ground. Is that correct?
There may be a time during the season, the course of the year, that you need to. I mean, if you're tackling bad, you better start tackling to the ground.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, though. No. Yeah, there's no rule against doing it. But, I mean, from a health standpoint,
right.
I mean, you obviously don't want to bring guys to the ground because of injuries.
They say most injuries happen when you tackle to the ground is when most injuries take place.
They do.
What I understand.
And I think the other thing, you know, injuries also take place. A lot of knee injuries actually happen. Most injuries, usually on a football field, tend to happen on deceleration. So not when you accelerate, but when you start to slow down is when usually injuries happen. We're a thud team, you know, so we wrap right. up and drive your feet, you know, but not bring somebody to the ground.
Last question I asked you before we head to our second break is that how are the bumps and bruises going right now?
Yeah, we endured a few in this game against St. Paul's. We got some guys a little bit banged up, but the good news is the guys that we do have banged up as of right now have good diagnosis that they're going to get healthy, and they're going to get healthy soon. So their recovery rate's going to be better than maybe what was anticipated.
Okay. All right, Coach. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and take our second break. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more right after this.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Hi, my name is Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, and I'm so excited to share that I've partnered with my dad at Hennigan Team Dentistry. My roots are here in Iberia Parish. I grew up in the practice, and I'm a Kappa Chi alumni. Being able to come home and serve the people of Iberia Parish and the surrounding areas is a dream come true and a complete honor. Allow me to continue the tradition by caring for and uniting with you to develop a beautiful, healthy smile. Call our office today at 364-2156 and schedule an appointment. We look forward to hearing from you.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ink, we're ready with every ink. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ink we can do. The UPS store. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS store.
The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
It's Armentard Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armentard Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. Affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value, always at Armentard Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armentard Jewelers, for the special moments in your life.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Head Coach and Athletic Director Scott Watney. And Coach, you know, we talk about this each week. They got a lot of young athletes and all, and whether it be the cheerleaders or, you know, they put in a lot of time and all. And I know there are other sports at Catholic High besides football, and I don't know how much you might have, but could you give us a little rundown of what's taking place at Catholic High right now?
Yeah, we had a cross-country meet this past weekend. Talked to Coach Brew, and she thought that it went very well. This is a message coming from Coach Gary, our volleyball team, our volleyball head coach. Our girls currently sit at 7-3. Had losses this week to both E.D. White and St. Thomas More. Both of these teams are ranked number one in their respective divisions. Coach Gary said we didn't play very well, especially our serve-receive game. But he's looking to make some changes in the starting lineup and bounce back against ESA on Tuesday, on Turlins on Wednesday, and at home at Westminster, Turlins on Wednesday at home and Westminster Christian Academy on Thursday. They also go play in Ruston tournament on Saturday and play five Division One teams, including the home team Ruston. So that'll be a tough challenge. He's also got some middle school games happening this week with a home match against Our Lady of Fatima at 6 p.m. So volleyball still doing real well. And last time I think we talked, we had that cancellation of our swim meet. And tomorrow is going to be their first official swim meet. So excited for Coach Maria and her team. And, you know, she's got a good squad, so it'll be interesting to see how those things shake up. But, you know, we've got tryouts happening for soccer and basketball. you know, those are two sports that are getting ready to get cranked up, and really that's four sports because you got boys and girls on both sides. And we have our cheerleaders and dancers. They're getting ready to start their, I guess, get ready for their competitions that typically happen in January and February. So a lot of things getting ready to take place. We're at our downside right now in terms of our sports. We have minimal sports taking place in the fall, but boy, does that really change once fall season ends, and then it's like nonstop. It's a roller coaster of just nonstop events taking place for our other teams. So,
well, Coach, it's you know, and as always, you know, there's always things going on at school and all, and I know with that, I lost my train of thought. I wanted to ask you something, and I'm gonna look over my notes.
Okay.
But in the meantime, volleyball doing well. You got swimming, and those kids have to practice.
That's right.
They gotta leave town to practice.
They gotta go all the way to the Robichaux Center in Lafayette to go practice. Yeah, I mean, that's a tall task to say the least. That's a lot of driving to get over there too. But I mean, you know, that just goes to show the commitment level that they have and participating in that sport. So I'm excited about tomorrow for them. It would be awesome if I ever had an opportunity to go see them. It's just really tough because usually their swim meets are taking place at the same time that football practice is going on. But no, I mean, a lot of good things happening. Teams are doing real well. Anticipating that all of our winter sport teams are going to do well as right now, or when their seasons come up. So exciting time as always, and a lot of field action that's taking place.
And how many sports do you oversee at Catholic High?
17.
That's girls and boys.
Yes,
17. And the only, well, there's no girls football team, but there's no boys volleyball team.
Correct.
Is that correct? But the other, say, 15 program. There's usually an equal number of sports. You know, like I said, they have boys and girls soccer, basketball. There's softball, baseball.
Correct. Tennis. You have co-ed.
Okay. Swimming is swimming co-ed.
Yep, that's right. Golf can be. Powerlifting can be.
Okay.
We don't have any girls interested in golf nor in powerlifting. So if you're interested in golf or powerlifting, we'd love to have you on the teams.
Do they still have gymnastics?
We still have gymnastics. Okay. We had a couple girls last year that competed. That would be our 17th sport.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So interesting, Coach, like you said, with that. And, you know, big game Thursday night. Kane Radio will be there to broadcast the game as
That's great.
Panthers take on the Delcom Panthers. Of course, for our listeners, the way we're going to differentiate that is that we have the Catholic High Panthers and the Delcom football team. So that's how. So when you hear me say Panthers, it's going to be CHS. And if you hear me say Delcom, that's the other team,
that's
the Delcom
right.
Panthers. So in that regard. So, Coach, we want to wish you the best Thursday night and bring back another W for the Panther faithful. And hopefully everything goes well, and knock on wood that kids play hard and get over that tough loss last week, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anyway, as always, the CHS Coaches Show was brought to you in part by Armentor Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sessia Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson-Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. And, of course, as always, the CHS Coaches Show can be heard every Monday night from 6 p.m. until 6:45 to the end of the football season. Then we're going to go just about every other week to the end of May, which is the end of the school year. And with that, we're going to say good night and God bless.
Freeman's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available, as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Still Louisiana's own. Kane 107.5, the hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.